The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Tasim Beis that Tanan Dag Tami Tziri Asar Buda Aimer Reviews Misasayim. In fact, the Marav Aimer Buda Min Mamina Loi Batal Shani Tzir Dezer Ba Amahu. So even though normally he holds Mamina Loi Batal, but over here it's different by the Tzir of Dagim that's a Zer Ba Amahu. What does it mean Zer Ba Amahu? So Taisa says it's only Asar Ela Midar Abanan. It's only Asar Midar Abanan, not Midar Reis. So Taisa holds that Tzir Dagim is only Asar Midar Abanan. By Yisum Dar Abanan, Taisa, the Reb Yehuda's Maida that we say Min Mamina is Batal. Rabbi Kivegov here is mitzayin to Rashi later on in Daf Kuf Tezayin Mabez to Bermasco Harizu Asura, and L'chayr what he means to say is if you look in Rashi over there, it's not from Rashi. The Rashi holds that even by Sum Darabanan, we say that the Fir Buda Min Bamina is Loi Batal. So Tzarechi, and how does he learn the Gemara? Here the Gemara seems to say by Sum Darabanan Min Bamina is Batal. So L'chayr the Teretz says the Rashi learned like the Ritva. The Ritva over here argues on Taisus, and the Ritva says that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that. You can't learn from here that only Sum Darabanan and Mamina is Loi Batal. It's Dafka over here because it's Tzir, which is the Abba Alma. It's not a real Isser. It's not the Gufa Davar. It's a Isser Garua. And by that, he says Mamina is Batal. But by Stam Sum Darabanan, Abba is masking the Mamina is not going to be Batal. So if you learn like that, then Rashi would make sense that by a regular Sum Darabanan, he would hold the Mamina is not Batal. And that is really how the Pasha Solution of Gemara is, like Dervah points out. You don't say that shiny tzir that it's only darabanan, but shiny tzir dezer ba'almahu. It's mashal it's a garua. There's something wrong with the etzem iser, and for that reason, that's why he's made over here. Mashal can by other iser and echanami be masking that it's not batal.